So let's review. The Mishnah Dav Mem Amud Beis had said, "Eim avashlan esa pesach loy b'mashkin v'loy b'mei peres avos sachin u'madvil noisa behem." It's also to cook the carbon pesach in water or fruit juices, but we may use these liquids to baste the carbon pesach while it is cooking, or as a dip while eating the carbon pesach. The pasuk in its entirety reads as follows: "Al toichlu memenu na uvashil mevushel b'mayim ki imtzliyesh." You shall not eat from it half roasted or cooked in water, but only roasted over fire, and so on. The pasuk says that it is usher to cook the Karban Pesach in mayim, water. What about other liquids? The Gemara cites a brisa in which there is a machlokes as to the source that it may not be cooked in shar mashkin, other liquids either. The Tanna Kamma says, it is a kal v'chomer. If water, which has no taste, is usher, certainly juices which will impact the taste of the meat should be usher. Rebbe says, Uvashel mevushel mikal makim. The double expression teaches that any type of cooking is asur. My benayu. The nafkamina between the two sources is slikader. If the Karban Pesach is cooked in a pot with no liquid other than its own juices, the kal v'chomer would not apply, since there is no foreign liquid. But uvashel mevushel would apply because it is a form of cooking. The Tanna Kamma learns from uvashel mevushel that bishloi v'achar kach tzolai, oishet tzolai v'achar kach bishloi chayev. Even if it was roasted, but it was also cooked, either before or after the roasting, it is asur. The Gemara asks, Tzloi v'achkach bishloi hatzlieshu amai. What would be the problem if it was roasted and then cooked? After it is roasted, why do we care about a subsequent cooking? The Gemara gives two answers. Rav Kahana explains that this Tana must be Rabbi Yossi, who holds that if you cook an already baked matzah, it may not be used for the mitzvah of matzah. Apparently, cooking after baking or roasting has an impact. Ula says that even to Reb Meir, who permits such matzah, would agree regarding the Karban Pesach, because the double expression uvashel umvushel includes any cooking, even after roasting. The Gemara next discusses three other unacceptable methods of eating the Karban Pesach, and under which lav each would be forbidden. The pasuk in its entirety reads as follows: Atoichlu mimenu na uvashel mevushel b'mayim ki imtzliyesh. This pasuk is actually three separate lavim, because the words al toichlu mimenu refer to each of the three descriptions as if it were written as follows: al toichlu mimenu no, you shall not eat from it half roasted; al toichlu mimenu bashim avusha b'mayim, you shall not eat from it cooked in water or other liquids; al toichlu mimenu kim sliyesh, you shall not eat from it in any other way than roasted over fire. The first two laven each refer to one specific scenario, half roasted or cooked respectively. The third is a lav shebecholos, a general lav, which encompasses anything other than sliyesh, roasted over fire. Therefore, tzlo'i kol tzarkai, which the Gemara explains as completely burnt. Although one would not be yoytze the mitzvah by eating it this way, he would, however, not be over any of the three laven either. It is not no, it is not mevushel, and it also cannot be considered not sliyesh. Chai, raw. He would not be over the first two laven because chai is neither nor mevushel. However, he would be over on kiyim tzliyesh, eating it in a way that is not roasted. Chamei tveria, cooked in water of hot springs. It's not no. It's also not considered mevushel, as we find regarding hamavashel b'chamei tveria b'shabes potter, because toldus eish be'inon v'leka, bishul requires heat derived from fire. However, he would be over on kiyim tzliyesh because it's not roasted. As mentioned earlier, the lav of kiyim tzliyesh is a lav shebechlolos, a general lav, which encompasses many isur. Eating the Karban Pesach in any way other than tzliyesh, roasted over fire. The Gemara cites a machlekes Abaye v'Rava. Rava holds, loikin a lav shebechlolos. One would receive malchus for a lav shebechlolos. Abaye holds, ein loikin a lav shebechlolos. One does not receive malchus for a lav shebechlolos. Therefore, according to Rava, if one eats the Karban Pesach half roasted, he would get malchus for na. He would not get malchus for mevushel, and he would get malchus for kiyim tzliyesh. If one eats the Karban Pesach cooked, he would not get malchus for na, but he would get malchus for mevushel, and he would get malchus for kiyim tzliyesh. If one eats the Karban Pesach cooked nechamit tveria, he would not get malchus for na, nor for mevushel. However, he would get malchus for kiyim tzliyesh. According to Abaye, if one eats the Karban Pesach half roasted, he would get malchus for na, but not for mevushel, and he would also not get malchus for kiyim tzliyesh because it's a lav shebechlolos. If one eats the Karban Pesach cooked, he would not get malchus for na, but he would get malchus for mevushel, and he would not get malchus for kiyim tzliyesh because it's a lav shebechlolos. If one eats the Korban Pesach cooked in Chametzveria, he would not get Malkus for Noah, nor from a Vushel. However, regarding Malkus for Kim Sliesh, there are two versions of the opinion of Abaya. He indeed does not get Malkus because it's a Lav Shebechlalis. He does get Malkus because Abaya holds that one is Pater for Malkus for a Lav Shebechlalis only where for this act, he's Chayiv Malkus under one of the specific Lavin. However, where one is not Chayiv Malkus for any one of the specific Lavin, he is Chayiv Malkus for the Lav Shebechlalis. The Gemara continues with several related halachas. First, Tan Rabban, Achol Kezayis Na Mibayd Yoim, Pater. Kezayis Na Meshechashaycha Chayiv. If a person eats a kezayis of a partially roasted Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, he's Pater. If he eats it at night, he's Chayiv. The reason is because the Pasuk says, Al Teichlu Mimenu Na Uvashim Avusha Bamayim, Ki Insliyesh. Beshosh Yeshne Bekum Achol Tzli, Yeshne Bebal Teichel Na. Beshosh Eine Bekum Achol Tzli, Eine Bebal Teichel Na. The issue of eating a partially roasted Korban Pesach only applies while the mitzvah of eating a properly roasted Korban Pesach applies. Second, Rebbe learns from the double expression of Bashil Mevushel that one violates eating a cooked Korban Pesach even if Bishlim Mevoyim, it was cooked on Erev Pesach and not on Pesach itself. The Gemara points out that Rebbe had already used this drasha to learn that Tzli Kad Bishar Mashkin are included in this Isser. However, there are two drashas here. The double expression. The two words are not the same. For one drash, the Torah could have written the same word twice, such as bashel bashel or mevushel mevushel. The fact that the Torah chose to write two different words indicates a second drash. Third, achol tzli mebe'odim chayiv. If a person eats a roasted korban pesach on Erev Pesach, he has violated a lois asei. The Gemara asks Menalem, where is the pasuk that teaches this lois asei? At first, the Gemara suggests the pasuk. They shall eat the Korban Pesach this night, which implies not to eat it on Erev Pesach. However, this would only make it a lav habo mechlal asei. A lois asei derived from the Torah telling us a mitzvah asei, which has the status of an asei. Therefore, Amar Rav Chisda Hamani Rabbi Hudihi, this braisa must hold like Rabbi Huda, that whenever a parsha has the word lamer at the beginning, as in Vayedaber Hashem Moshe lamer, everything in the parsha is considered a lois asei. There are two explanations of why this is so. Bakapar explains that the word lamer means loy nema bedvarim. No is said about everything in this parasha. Beirav explains that it means lav amar, tell everybody that a loy sase is being expressed.